This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:14, sky's darkening here in the CBD. Tim checks the color weather radar and tells me that the rain is north of the lake and moving that way, so be aware of that. We'll have to see what happens. Supposed to be gone by around 11, 1 o'clock today, and then it turns sunny and nice for the rest of the week for the parades. We're joined now by Knox Ross, chairman of the Southern Rail Commission. How you doing, Knox?
Doing great. How about you?
Do you play golf?
A little bit.
Man,
that
would be a hell of a name for a professional golfer, Knox Ross. Tim Zimmerman's Master Control watches a lot of golf. Don't you think that'd be a good name for a golfer, Knox Ross? Man, I can see that on the bag, on the bottom of the bag, and everything else. So tell me about Amtrak as we serious up here. Tell me what's going on with train service from New Orleans to Mobile.
Well, the big thing is that the construction has started on the platform in Mobile, which is the last thing that has to happen. So, that's underway. And so that really begins to solidify up a June, I hope for, and we plan to, a June start. And we're very excited about that.
So tell me how this is going to look if I'm looking, when it does get going. First of all, when is it supposed to be fully operational?
Well, June.
Okay.
So, barring something unexpected, it's June.
Take me as the rider experience. What's that going to look like to me?
Well, it'll have two or three coach cars, which are 85 people two abreast. So you don't have any middle seats like on an airliner.
Wait, say this again.
You don't have any middle seats.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two and two seating all the way down.
Okay.
And really nice, like, first-class size seats.
All right.
And your big windows, you'll be able to look out and see the view and the scenery. And the scenery is quite good, especially between New Orleans and Bay St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful. And you'll have a cafe car. We're working with some local vendors to have some local food and beers and things like that to offer the rider. And there will also be a small business class area with plusher seats, a little quieter area to do business or to just enjoy the quiet.
So what happened? So I would get on at the train station, right? My kid took a trip to Chicago on a train because they wanted to do it a while back, and I think they had the seat where they turned around, the scenic view or something like that, where he turned around and looked out the window. But that's not going to be like that on this, is it?
No, it's so on the train to Chicago, that's a double-deck train.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were in a viewliner car there that has the roof. So we won't have that. This will be a single-level car, much like if anybody's ridden the train to Meridian or Atlanta, the Crescent. They're similar to those cars. And but there'll be a single-level car, but these will have larger windows than the cars that you ride on going to Meridian and to Atlanta. And
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to stop at Bay St. Louis, Gulfport, yep. Biloxi, Pascagoula before I get to Mobile, correct?
That's right. That's right.
So what happens, where am I going to stop in those cities? Because here's my concern. And Knox, I love old movies, and I watch, you know, no, I do. And, right. and you watch what happens on a commuter trains, like when they go between Connecticut and those areas into New yeah. York. And there's a thing to do, or there's transportation when you get off of that commuter train when you get to one of those cities, right? So what happens when I get to... Where am I gonna land, or whatever you call it when a train stops? Land, dock, what do you call it?
That's a depot.
That's the unique thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. That's the unique thing about this service, I think, compared to almost anything in the country. Every one of these stops is going to be right in the middle of a downtown that's extremely walkable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take Bay St. Louis, it'll stop in the Depot District, and the city has done a tremendous job of upgrading that area. There were recently some articles, I think, in the New Orleans press about the new businesses right there by the depot, and they have the golf cart shuttles that take you anywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
In Gulfport, and right in the middle of downtown, walkable to the aquarium, the casinos, and downtown Gulfport had all sorts of things, Artist Alley and restaurants and things. Downtown Biloxi, it'll be not too far from the stadium, so you're not far from, say, the Beau Rivage mm-hmm. or the Hard Rock. And all the things that are there, you can walk down to the restaurants and things there. And then in Pascagoula, the same way. In Pascagoula, the thing that's going on there is Chandelier Brewing is rehabilitating the depot there as a brewery. And so you will pull up right to a Chandelier Brewing brewery, which I think would be tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
No, and then, you know, downtown Mobile is going to be right by the convention center, right down by the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And Mobile is just extremely walkable, beautiful hotels, great restaurants, everything right there. And, I mean, New Orleans just speaks for itself. So it's something that you don't have to have a car, which is really nice about it.
So when it comes to cooperation between the cities and coordination, how's that going between New Orleans and Gulfport and Bay St. Louis and Pascagoula and Biloxi, I think I mentioned already, and Mobile?
That's terrific. We've got, you basically have three convention visitors organizations, one for Mobile, one for New Orleans run by Wallagey, and then a coastwide organization. And we have regular calls, thinking about how to market it, thinking about how to roll it out. Those things are beginning to come together. Everybody's very excited about it and see the great potential for it.
Let me take a break. We come back, we'll pick it up with Knox Ross, Chairman of the Southern Rail Commission. I can think of nothing more delightful than getting on a train and say, taking a ride to Bay St. Louis, hopping off, going through the different galleries they have there, having some lunch, maybe having a couple of drinks. You don't have to worry about driving, because by the time you get back on the train, you'll be ready to drive yourself home. Or going the other way, coming to New Orleans and having fun. If you're listening in Bay St. Louis or Mobile, wherever you happen to be, because we do go that far at this time of day, and come to New Orleans, have a good time, then get back on the train, sleep it off, and get ready to go home. We'll talk about pricing and so forth, and what kind of, would it be every day? Would it be certain times a day? We'll talk about all that when we come back. 721 traffic. I think it's a great idea. I think it's all in the execution. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Knox Ross, Chairman of the Southern Rail Commission, about, and I wanted to ask you, Knox, this is not proposed, this is going to happen, right? This is going to start in June.
Yes, sir, it's going to happen. We've been working on this a long time, man. It's almost hard to believe, but it's going to happen.
Hang on a second, let me tell them. You're excited and you should be. But people, you know, get in the car and tune in at different times. Rail service from back and forth between New Orleans, Biloxi, Gulfport, what did I leave out? Pascagoula? Did I leave out?
Yep, that's it.
And Mobile. So tell me, how often, every day or how many times a day?
Twice a day. That's the whole key to this. So you can do, you were explaining it perfectly in the last segment. You can go out to the bay from New Orleans, spend the day, enjoy the shops, enjoy the bars, enjoy whatever you want to, get back on the train in the evening, come back to New Orleans at a decent hour, and have a nice day out. And I think one of the big things back for next Mardi Gras season is being able to enjoy night Mardi Gras parades in New Orleans, you can ride in from the coast, spend the night, take in the Mardi Gras parade, be back at your desk at 10 o'clock the next morning, you know, if you're in Gulfport or the Bay or somewhere. And it just makes an already very livable place even more livable.
Did you say back at your desk?
And better. Yeah, or back at your house, or, you know, if you want to come to a night parade, you can be back at whatever you're doing in Gulfport early the next morning.
Yeah, I think desk is pushing it. I think desk is pushing it. Let's just say back in Gulfport. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how much this would cost yet or not?
No, it's not going to be an expensive thing. And, you know, it'd be much less than parking a car for the day in the CBD or something. We'll have that very soon. Just as soon as we get all the contracts finalized, which those are in the final stages, we can roll all that out.
Any thoughts to, like, regular passes or anything? Any discounted passes?
Actually, we're working on that. We've had some interest from some of the casinos in being able to, you know, give passes to their good customers. So, yes, that's something that we're working on.
What about, somebody texted in about golf clubs and luggage or those kind of things. If somebody wanted to, say, go play golf in Mississippi, will they be able to take golf clubs with them or not?
I think so. I mean, we'll have a baggage car. I don't know that there'll be baggage service at each stop, but that is definitely something we want to be able to do. And I believe that they'll either be able to take it on the car and put it at the end of the car or I mean, that's something we'll definitely try to get worked out.
Now, I'm not trying to embarrass anybody or call anybody out. I'm just being honest here. My kid did have, not my kid, but the people, the group, there was some trouble on the train and security was probably not as good as it could have been.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's not you. That's the trip to Chicago. This was 10 years ago. But for people that are wondering about, there will be security on the train in case somebody has a little bit too much to drink or gets a little rowdy or something else?
Oh, yeah. So you've got two levels of that. You've got the onboard service. You have conductors and the onboard service people who are trained people, very good at what they do. The other people is Amtrak has a police force that are sworn police officers that operate out of New Orleans. So the nice thing about this train is it's a short distance train. You don't have as much time to have problems, but you also have the police forces in each city. So you'll be quickly at the next stop, and they'll be waiting on whoever they need to take off, and they'll be happy to take care of them.
Parking is free at Amtrak at the station?
Well, probably not in New Orleans, but everywhere else there should be good parking. I think in Mobile there'll be some parking, pay parking across the street, but at the Mississippi stops it should be.
But when I dropped them off at the Amtrak here, unless something changed, I don't think I had to pay, did I?
No, you didn't, but I mean if you want to leave your car overnight or something.
Oh, I got you. Well, look, stay in touch, Knox, because I think it's a good idea. I'd love to get on a train and ride it to Bay St. Louis, maybe Biloxi, spend the night, and then come back. I think it's a great idea. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck. Knox Ross, Chairman of the Southern Rail Commission. We come back, we'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, enough of the falderal. Time to get to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Monday Morning Markets with Mark, where we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Is that a word, falderal, or did I make that up?
I think you made it up.
Hey, real quick, before we get to Monday Morning Markets with Mark, you're not a big one for government regulation, neither am I. But don't you think
Correct.
It's time they stop showing The Godfather on TV? My gosh. Every time.
It's a classic.
It's like, let me find something to watch. Okay, great. The Godfather again.
The Godfather.
I get it. Tell me what's going on. Speaking of settling family business, tell me about the business of this country, Mark.
I mean, you know, we barely got off the phone. We were talking about markets since the beginning of the year, trading sideways, waiting on what the Fed is going to do, or the market's going to come back, retail sales, what's going to happen going forward, new administration, right? A lot of changes, a lot of guesswork, a lot of people sitting on the side. And we were also saying that came from late last year, the Fed saying, well, the market is precariously high. We keep setting records. And just last week, the S&P and the Dow set other records. Not the Dow, excuse me, S&P set another record. And it's like, well, that's, you know, dancing on the head of a pin a little bit. So things are priced for perfection, meaning that all the economic news that comes out needs to be more supportive than not, or else we're going to see some dramatic changes. So, yes, Friday we did see a little bit of that. S&P was down 1.7%, as was the Dow. And for the Dow to be down 1.7, it was down over 700 points just within the day. And some of the news that came out after we talked, the retail sales in January fell almost a full percentage point, the largest drop since March of 2023. So almost a two-year span there where this was the largest drop. And bad weather was said to be one of the factors, but it seems like, you know, people would normally buy whether there's weather or not. It's called a computer and Amazon and those types of things. But being down a full point is about a 12% annualized rate of fall in retail sales. So when retail sales are making up 70% of GDP, there's something to be worried about there. And I guess people are going to be looking at the February numbers to see if that's going to rebound or continue a downward trend. The S&P Services Index fell into contraction territory. It was supposed to come in at 52.8, down from 52.9, just one-tenth of a point. It fell below 50, which is the contraction territory. So that was a fairly large plunge there. So it's now at 49. And, of course, that again, goes hand-in-hand with, like, the retail sales. This is a service index, especially the greater New Orleans area, largely a service economy. And that could be a big deal for us. Consumer sentiment for February dropped more than expected, and the first quarter GDP was forecasted to be less than 1%. A number of 0.6% is starting to be discussed. And within the same time, Tommy, this week we're going to see the fourth quarter GDP, the final revision. So last year GDP was if the numbers are going to come in right, about 2.3%. So it started the year at the high twos, early threes, and it ended the year at 2.3. So we're seeing the trend there, and if first quarter is 0.6, that's not going to be good for markets. And we've been talking for the past two or three Fridays about, you know, how people can maybe, if they're choosing to move things around. If you're 26 years old, you don't have to move anything around because you've got a long time ahead of you, and you'll see a lot of business cycles. If you're 73, that's a different story. And within that, the Manage the Money program on Friday, we've been saying that, well, you might want to take some equities off the table there and switch into something with less volatility. But if anything, this morning we're looking at a pre-open of about up 300. So a lot of this, what happened Friday, might erase itself. But then we've got a full week. You know, some weeks are very sparse, and this week is full for economics. So we've got consumer confidence that is coming in, but is expected to be down. Initial jobless claims is coming in this week and is expected to be up. Okay, so not two for two, not good. Mm-hmm. And let's see, the GDP second revision, I've discussed that already. But then we have personal income and personal spending. Personal income is expected to be up. I'm glad of that. Every time it comes out, every month, we've been looking at it for months. When personal income is up, and for the majority of the time we've been reporting up figures, the personal spending, it tends to be up as much or even more. This time it's going to reverse. So expect it to reverse. So income is going to be up 0.5 and personal spending up only 0.2. So, Tommy, all the, you know, the several of the ingredients that between last week and this week centered around the consumer or retail sales or things that are going to point to GDP. And I think that's why the forecast is starting to dim when it comes to first quarter GDP. 0.6 is not a good number.
All right, let me take a break. Mark, we're going to pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about, you said price for perfection. I know I listened to you, so we know what that is, but maybe people don't know what that means. And I think it's a very important phrase. We'll also talk about how all of this fits into the Fed with interest rates and their preferred inflation. I think that's going to come out, you told me, this week. And if that happens, it just seems like, then as soon as things get one way, then we're going to change it to get it back the other way that we didn't want it the first way. Then we're back to where we started. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, our friend, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, taking a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. More when we come back, 751, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 757, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Around these parts at this time on Monday, we talk to Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Mark, earlier you used the phrase priced for perfection. You taught me that a couple of weeks ago, but for people that don't listen all the time and may not understand what that means, tell us.
Well, first of all, it was said by one of the Fed governors at one of their meetings. It's like it's a very precarious place. So if the markets continue to set records, meaning they're at their all-time highs, well, that's you're kind of dancing on the head of a pin unless things come in to really propel the economy past that point. If the underlying economy is strong enough to maintain those levels, so the moment that it's not, then they come tumbling down. And that's what we saw a little bit of earlier this year. We had a pullback, if you remember, and then Friday back 700, about 750. So, you know, we're waiting on digesting the news. And last Friday was several points of news that really weren't priced for perfection. Saw some weakness there. And this week we got some weakness that is already forecasted. So the final thing Thursday, the personal consumption expenditure, it's a mouthful saying that's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, and it's expected to be coming in right as expected at 0.3, but that's a 3.6% annual rate, one that the Fed itself said is too high. So it postures them to say, well, we might have to lean into this, meaning that we've got inflation that's stirring. But between that and all of the kind of less than stellar news that I was talking about this morning, it's going to put them on the sidelines again because they're not going to drop interest rates for sure, and just based on the recent news. And then they're probably not going to raise interest rates either because there's not enough out there to substantiate a move. And, you know, Tom, they're worried about making a mistake. They lowered rates in the fall four times, and just a couple of months into the new year, they're going to start raising rates. They want to make sure that the coast is clear and the market is pointing decidedly in a way for them to take action like that.
So they're sitting
back.
You would leave us with the thought of?
Well, if we have some more news that might not be as well embraced, so could we see some more downward action this week based on coming off of Friday? Yes.
I will talk to you Friday at 7:30 when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We come back, we're talking to Meg Farris, WWL Louisiana reporter. She was on with Newell last week, got a new show out. We'll talk about that, a new brand, really. Then we'll talk about recycling stuff along parade routes. A lot coming up.